surprise. Sudden ending to that piece by Mazowski, A Souvenir d'Enfance, and that piece was called Nanny and I. Margaret Fingerhut was the pianist. That's brought the time on BBC Radio 3 to 12:45. A little later than usual, but welcome nonetheless. Here's Nick Luscombe with Lake Junction, and Nick, more organ music tonight, I think.
Yeah, that's right, John. It's great that you played that organ music piece earlier, and here's more. Well, he played keyboards for Mahalia Jackson aged just 10 and became known as the fifth Beatle for a while with his work on tracks like Get Back. Always known, though, and remembered as one of the all-time great organ players and true performer. Billy Preston with a truly electric live performance of Summertime featuring a supercharged Hammond B3 performance taken from the 1967 album Club Meeting. And yeah, thanks for your organ music requests. We're going to be delving into those a little bit more this week and then in future shows for sure. Another Lake Junction underway, a little bit shorter than usual, so I'll be keeping the music moving along with this next track from Dean Blunt, but sampling Pink Floyd. I think the original track was called Echoes. Dean Blunt from the UK production team Hype Williams. This is Pappy.
bring out the best in me. Said you bring out the best in me. I can never be down. So bring out the best in me. It's not about the things I did to you. Cause you bring out the best in me. It's not about the possibility for we bring out the best in me. Said you bring out the best in me.
Sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Chopper, stop the copies from hopping up, dropping a copy, sloppy up, simple bone, get blown out of your skeletal, pitiful, put a pose of the sword, metal welding and genetic code, spit from metal long, range of the game, my aim is to remain strange, numb veins, unchanged, but very far range for biters to claim, my brain pain made my thoughts form helixes, intensity eclipses misfits with elliptic forms, and it's been said, every time I rhyme is cold red, on a moped with a coke head, in a broken shortwave radio, through the dark blue metro, roll so unpaired, HP so free from the get-go, stop at a Texaco, crack holes with calicos, trying to go south and southwest on 95. Paralyzed, my rhymes go off in tangent. Hand spins and windmills ill still. The chill of death made me feel cold. Gotta roll the windows down and let the sound leak out. Freak out, I often seek out sounds the speakers bounce. I write like a man who can't read. Feeling the need to seize his mind of reason. I spit treason. MCs and seasoned vets freezing. I rap like there's nothing left to believe in. Clumsily uneven animal hands, gorilla pat anarchist, the harvest that harkens from the darkest gold fossil. This land I run. I use the mic stand where my hand goes numb. I jam my thumb escaping from the box you tried to block me in. Blue like the color of blood before his oxygen. I sit cross-legged in a white room with gloom. Thought balloons bloom, stain your food of the looms. Perfume and the odor of doom spell capitalism. Untrappable rhythm spill. So what's ill?
That's 39303 from Antipop Consortium, known back in 2001 when they released that from the album Ends Against the Middle as a bit of a alternative hip-hop group. But somehow listening to that again, they just sound like they're sort of really modern, basically, and feel less alternative and more connected to the original roots of rap and hip-hop, I think. Before that, I played you a short piece from ex-Denki Groove member from Japan, Yoshinori Sunahara, from the album Take Off and Landing. And before that, the mysterious Dean Blunt from the Redeemer album. Incidentally, that Billy Preston track that we started the show with tonight, requested by Clive Candy. And Thelma, if you are listening tonight, then we're going to play your request tomorrow. And anybody else who wants to hear a piece of organ music, I've got tomorrow and the day after, of course, on 8 Junction, before I'm back again later on in the year. But you can tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. Email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, next, we've got a performance of one of Benjamin Britten's compositions for solo cello, written in 1971, dedicated to Rostropovich. This is Suite No. 3, performed by Jamie Walton.
Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasure. measures they dwindle and prices they double. Nothing is as nothing should be. Nothing is as nothing should be. In March it's the mud, it's the slush in December. The midsummer breeze is loaded with dust. In fall the leaves wither, a muddy September. Wallpaper rots and the candlesticks rust. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices they double. Nothing is as nothing should be. Nothing is as nothing should be. Distant rock in the midst of the sea. My one task of life was a ceaseless endeavor to brush off the waves as they swept over me. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices they double. Nothing is as nothing should be. Nothing is as nothing should be.
Well, as you can tell, I'll be featuring more video game music on this week's show. Thank you so much for all your emails and tweets over the past 7 days. There's been quite a few, and feel free to keep tweeting in suggestions for great video game music. That piece of very Celtic-sounding music is from a game called Xenogears, which I haven't played before, but yeah, it makes me wonder how that would work in the game, but I'm going to have to check that out. Written by the game's composer, Yasunori Mitsuda. That track, Balto, performed by a musical ensemble dubbed Millennial Fair. And before that, genuine English folk, I guess, from award-winning performer Jackie Oates, brother of Jim Murray, and a track available as a free download ahead of her upcoming tour across the UK in October. And I also played you the second movement from Suite Number 3, Benjamin Britten's solo cello suites. On the emails, thanks to Steve, who's emailed in tonight, saying that the opening Billy Preston track really blew the cobwebs away. Very nice. And we move to music from Steve Reich now, from Piano Phase itself, actually, in a rarely heard version recorded in 1967, performed by Toshi Ichiyanagi and Yukio Tsuchiya.
Thank you.
performed by the Kronos Quartet. That's the third movement from the Third String Quartet by Goretzky. And tomorrow at the Proms, you can hear Goretzky's Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. Osmo Vanska conducts the BBC Symphony Orchestra. That starts at 7:30, every Prom live, of course, here on BBC Radio 3. And next, we got some deep Jamaican dub from Scientist, fused with the vocals and instrumentals of Brenda Ray, and featuring Sir Freddie Viaduct, otherwise known as the Minister of Noise, from an album called Walata. This is Swirling Hearts.
We'll be right back.
Music composed by Bristol-based producer and multi-instrumentalist Ryan Teague, and performed by Semra Kurutak of Contemporary Piano Sextet Piano Circus. That was Piano Study 2. And I'll be back with Lake Junction tomorrow night here on BBC Radio 3 for the 11 p.m, the usual start time. It's flown simply too quickly tonight. Going to leave you with music from Africa's newest nation, from Trance Percussion Masters of Sad Sudan. This is Kapenin Gobo, Xylophone.
Hello, you're listening to BBC Radio 3, and a very warm welcome from me, Katriana Young, to Music Through the Night. Poland plays host to our concert tonight. It was first given in Warsaw in February 2013 as part of the 10th annual Lutosławski Chain Festival, Chain being the name Lutosławski gave to a new musical form he invented. His work, of course, formed the lion's share of the programme. It started, though, with the first modern performance of an earlier Polish work by Lutosławski's teacher, Witold Maliszewski. He emigrated from his native Ukraine to avoid persecution by the Bolsheviks. No hint of persecution here, though. This is his festive overture. applause from the audience at the 2013 Lutosławski Chain Festival in Warsaw for the aptly named Festive Overture by Witold Maliszewski. The National Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra followed that with Lutosławski himself. First, a little piece called Slides, which he wrote to mark Elliot Carter's 80th birthday in 1988. It's the photographic sort of slide, not the slippery one, underlining the almost transparent texture of the music. Slides by Lutosławski, played at the 2013 Lutosławski Chain Festival by the National Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra under Łukasz Borowicz. They were then joined by the soprano Anna Radziejewska for five songs which, apart from the first one, Lutosławski dedicated to Nadia Boulanger. He was about to study with her in Paris when World War II began. They're settings of Lithuanian children's rhymes, beginning with the sea.
Thank you.
Orthodox Church Bells was the title of the last of those songs by Lutosławski, sung by Anna Radziejewska, performing at the 2013 Lutosławski Chain Festival in Warsaw, the city where she was born. 10 Polish dances were next on the programme. These were so-called utility works, which Lutosławski fell back on in the 50s after being denounced by the Stalin regime. They were intended for a children's library, but they're far too hard for children to play, so presumably he hoped they'd learn something by listening.